celebrating and embracing the power of his resurrection. The invisible enemy versus the invisible God. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you that this is the day that you have made. And we thank you for the privilege that we have, that we can rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we pray that as we look into your word, that you will grant us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit be further established in our hearts and in our lives, in our families, in our nation, and in our world. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise God. So, celebrating and embracing the power of his resurrection. The invisible enemy versus the invisible God. The novel coronavirus continues to ravage the world, with more and more persons being hospitalized and many dying. This novel virus is currently unstoppable and without cure. It is invisible. I want you to note that. It is invisible to the naked eye, but its existence cannot be denied. Let me say that again. It is invisible to the naked eye, but its existence cannot be denied. Whichever nation it invades, certain signs follow the path it takes. Certain signs follow the path it takes. These signs include coughing, fever, shortness of breath, and in severe cases, death. As believers, what is our perspective pertaining to life at this time? Is there a source of evil in the world? Is our God more powerful than the coronavirus? Is our God more powerful than the power of evil? I want us to look at the invisible enemy that we have. The Bible tells us that there is someone who has ultimate responsibility for evil activity in the world. He's called by different names in the Bible, such as the devil, Satan, Lucifer, and the serpent. He's invisible. Like the coronavirus, he cannot be seen by the naked. It cannot be seen by the naked human eye. However, his presence and works can easily be identified. Put another way, there are certain signs that follows the devil and his followers. Jesus describes his worldwide agenda in John chapter 10 and verse 10. He puts it this way. He says, "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy." And the thief there is referring to Satan. His purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. And then Jesus says, "My purpose is to give life and to give life more abundantly." Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians 6:12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood." The battle that we face in this life is not against flesh and blood, but he says against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So, as believers, we must be cognizant of the fact that we do not wrestle against human beings, but we wrestle against spiritual forces of darkness which belong to Satan. In John chapter 13 and verse 2, the Bible tells us that after supper had ended, they were having supper, the Lord's Supper together. It says the devil had already prompted Judas's heart to betray Jesus. What do we learn from this passage? We learn that the devil is a living person. He's a spiritual being, and that he has the capability of prompting people's heart to betray Jesus, to do evil. And that's why Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer that we should pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Is the devil prompting your heart today to disobey God? You know, if you are like me, every day my heart is prompted to do evil. But I have to cry out to God. I have to pray to God. I have to ask God to help me to overcome temptation. These powers of darkness have inflicted humanity with sickness and disease. In Luke chapter 13, verses 11 to 13, the Bible tells us, "And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up." Can you imagine? This woman had a spirit of infirmity. It was a demon. It was an evil spirit from the devil. And she had it 18 years. And the Bible says that her body was bent over and she could in no way raise herself up. But, thank God for but, when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. So, in this passage, one of the signs that the devil is present in a person's life is when they have a spirit of infirmity, and that infirmity manifests itself in one way or the other. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that every time someone is sick, they have a spirit of infirmity. I am not saying that. But praise God, there are times when the devil puts sickness upon our bodies. And we need to discern when that is happening and call upon the name of Jesus and rebuke that infirmity and command it to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. But praise God, I thank God that no spirit of infirmity is more powerful than our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want us to look at the fact now that we serve an invisible God. Amen. And I want to look at the power of his resurrection. Some people say seeing is believing. In other words, some people, they refuse to believe that there is a God because they say they can't see God. They can't see God. Well, we can't see God. Despite the fact that God exists, we can't see God, but that does not take away from the fact that God exists. We can't see the coronavirus, but we can see its invisible, destructive qualities. Praise God. The Bible tells us in Romans 1:20, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Those are the invisible qualities of God being manifested in creation. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Let me put it another way. When the end of all times has come, and God comes to judge the world, not one of us will be without excuse. We will have no excuse at all, because God is evident in the things that we can see, in the things that have been created. In 1 Timothy 1 chapter 17, the Bible tells us, "Now to the King, eternal," praise God, "immortal, invisible, to God, who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." What a lovely passage of scripture. Praise God. It tells us that God is King, eternal. Although the coronavirus has spread to almost all the nations of the earth and is still spreading, it is not King of the earth. Jesus Christ is still King of the earth. Jesus Christ is still King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God is not only King, but He's immortal. God cannot die. Hallelujah. He always was and is and will always be to come. And God is invisible. Hallelujah. To God, who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Today, we celebrate His resurrection and victory over death. We also celebrate the power of His resurrection that is in us. And this is what one of the things that we need to remember today. Not only was Christ resurrected from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, but the power of the Holy Spirit resides in the heart of each and every born-again believer. But it is to a great extent not this fact is to a great extent not fully appreciated in the body of Christ. In other words, for a lot of us, we are powerless. For a lot of us, it's as if we are at the mercy of this and that. We are at the mercy of the coronavirus. But we need to remember that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that power lives inside of us. And God is waiting for us to activate that power to come against the powers of darkness in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. It tells us, because God's children are human beings, praise God, made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. So God sent His Son in the fullness of time to be born of a woman. And the reason why He did that was because we ourselves were human beings, and He had to become a human being in order to save us by allowing humanity to crucify Him on the cross. For only, it says, only as a human being could He die. If Jesus had not become a human being, He could not die. I don't care how many nails you would have, well, His body would not, you would not have had a body, but He could not die. Amen? Only as a human being could He die. We need to remember that. As a child, you know, whenever I read the Bible, I was so sad when it came to, you know, the part where Jesus was going to die. And I hoped, I didn't understand salvation. I hoped that He didn't die. I hoped that the story would change the next time I read it. But little did I understand that He had to come as a human being. He had to die as a human being in order to save us from our sins. and eternal damnation. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then it says, let me read it again. For only as a human being could he die. And only by dying could he break the power of the devil. And we need to understand what the scripture is saying here. What the scripture is saying, as powerful as the devil is presenting himself, as powerful as the devil is wreaking havoc in the earth, we need to understand that 2020 years ago, Jesus Christ broke the power of the devil. Hallelujah. Who had the power of death. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, brother, why is the devil doing so many things? Well, let me say this. I don't know everything, but I do know that if Christians would understand, would realize that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in them, and if they would understand that Jesus Christ broke the power of the devil, and that God has given us authority to trample upon serpents and upon scorpions and over every power of the enemy, I believe there would be less evil in the earth. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 15, only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. Are you afraid of dying? There are so many people who are terrified by fear, that they're afraid that the coronavirus will come upon them and that they will die. But praise God, we don't have to be afraid of death. If we are a Christian, we don't have to be fear of death. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. Amen. And guess what? If we fear death, the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear. So I want to encourage you, don't allow the spirit of the fear of death to torment you. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. It is an evil spirit from the devil. It is a spirit of fear, and it has been sent to torment you and to rob you of your peace. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 10 verse 9 tells us, if you openly declare, not under your bed, not in your cupboard, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord, this is a time for God's people to openly declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. It goes on to say, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen. Praise God. We need to believe that God raised him from the dead and will be saved. The Apostle Paul is saying, if you do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. Praise God. Some people claim that they are Christians and they don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, Romans 10:9 says, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, you cannot be saved. Hallelujah. You cannot say you are a Christian and at the same time declare you do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you have no power over the devil. Praise God. Maybe that is why the devil is wreaking havoc in your life and in your family, because you don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God is calling you to repent. Repent of your unbelief and turn to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 20 tells us, for the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. Let me say that again. For the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It is living by God's power. Living by God's power. Oh, brothers and sisters, that there are so many believers who are living with a lot of talk. We have chat on Facebook, chat on Twitter, chat on Instagram, you know, chat, a whole lot of chat, and no demonstration of God's power in our lives. But the kingdom of God is living. It was meant by God to live by God's power. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, Jesus tells us, he says, these miraculous signs, although God is invisible, there are miraculous signs that demonstrate to us that God is alive, that God is present. He says, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. They'll be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. Not might be healed, will be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I remember, you know, before I knew Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I did not believe. I did not know that there was a God. I did not know there was a God. Praise God. And one day I was invited to a meeting, and in that meeting there were miraculous signs and wonders taking place. Persons were being healed. Persons were being delivered from demons. And I heard them reading from Mark chapter 16, verses 17 to 18, which I just read. And I said, wow, it seems as if the Bible is true. Because these things which are written in the Bible, they're happening in the meeting. And I began to seek after God. I began to wonder if there is really a God. And one day I bowed my head and I said, God, I don't know if you exist. And if you exist, I don't know if you need to know me, if I need to know you. And therefore I'm asking, if you exist, and if I need to know you, I am asking you to reveal yourself to me. And praise God, in about 3 days, God revealed himself to me. The invisible God started to speak to my heart. He started to show me things in my life. And this invisible God, he let me know that I needed to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And by God's grace, I did. Hallelujah. Amen. So, God is a real God. And you know what I did? I went from place to place telling people, God is alive. God is alive. God is alive. God is alive. And I want to let you know today that God is still alive. Hallelujah. It says, if you call unto me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. You can call unto God regardless of what you are going through, regardless of what you are experiencing at this time. You can call unto God. He's only a prayer away. Call unto him. And I guarantee you, he will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not of. Amen. Romans 8:11 tells us, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, amen, dwells in you, dwells in me, it says, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. The King James Version says, it will also quicken. quicken, empower, activate your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. God is waiting on the church. God is waiting on the church to cry out to Him, for Him to quicken our mortal bodies and to activate us to do works in His name, to demonstrate to the world that God lives. Hallelujah. Wow, what a promise. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of us. I celebrate that fact today. I celebrate that fact today. The context here is indicating that the Holy Spirit is able to enable us to control our sinful desires. And this is so true. However, I would hasten to say that in addition to this, by His resurrection power that lives in us, we are also able to cast out devils, heal the sick, and raise the dead. Hallelujah. We have the same Spirit that Jesus had while He was here on earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said in Luke 10, verses 19 and 20. Amen. He says, look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. He's talking to believers. He's still talking to us. I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And I thank God for the word all. Whether it be black magic, whether it be witchcraft, whether it be magic, whether it be sorcery, God has given us power over all, given us authority over all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. He says, nothing will injure you. And then he says, but don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You know, I thank God for this passage, because what it says also is that, you know, when I allow God, Spirit, to work through me and to cast out devils and to heal the sick, it is an indication that my name is registered in heaven. Hallelujah. And praise God. All of us need that encouragement. We need to be encouraged in our walk with God. Amen. That God is with us, that God loves us, and that our names are registered in heaven. Praise God. As we celebrate His resurrection from the dead today, let us remember that the same power, and I cannot emphasize it too much, let us remember and live a life that demonstrates it. Let us remember that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. Hallelujah. He's not here. He's not there. He's not in us just to make us feel good. Some believers, they are satisfied with a feel good. But He lives in us to empower us to cast out devils, to heal the sick, and to raise the dead as He leads us. And that's very important. As He leads us. Praise God. You know, if we could just go on and raise the dead as we choose, the morgues would be empty. No one would die and be buried. Amen? But as He leads us, the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us is greater than the coronavirus or anything that the devil chooses to hurl at us. Let us continue to love the Lord with all our heart. and all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. Amen. Praise God. What a lovely God we serve. Praise God. Before I close, I just want to pray for some persons that God has put on my heart. I saw a vision of a young man standing with a rubber tubing dangling from his hand. And what I got from that was that this person was doing drugs. And you know, if you are watching, or maybe you know someone who is addicted to drugs, someone who is shooting up drugs into their veins, I just want you to know that God loves you, that God sees what you are going through. He sees the struggle. He sees that you are not enjoying it, but you are in bondage. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, I loose you from the bondage of drug addiction in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I also saw a vision of God healing someone's inner ear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to stretch forth your mighty hand, your healing hand, and touch that person's inner ear now, Lord. Be healed in your inner ear in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And finally, I saw a vision. It wasn't so clear, but I saw a vision of either a deformed hand or a hand with at least one broken finger. Amen. And God has seen your plight. God has seen your suffering. And I speak healing to your hand now. I speak healing. I pray for God's creative power in your hand now. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your resurrection power. We thank you that you came as a human being, because we ourselves are human beings. And we thank you, Lord, that you died. But that you not only died, but that you rose from the dead. And when you rose from the dead, you defeated death. And because of that, because you live, Lord, we can face tomorrow. Because you live, because you live inside of us, oh God, we have strength and we have power. We have the ability to overcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that with your power living inside of us, we don't have to go under. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that despite the uncertainties of the future, that we have a hope in Jesus Christ that is very certain. We thank you, Lord, that you are already in the future and you are waiting to welcome us into the future, beginning tomorrow, Lord, beginning the next minute, beginning the next second, beginning the next hour. You are already there, Lord, waiting on us, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I commit every person that has been afflicted by the coronavirus, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bind and I break the power of that virus in their bodies now, in the name of Jesus. And I declare, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit of the fear of death that is tormenting people. You spirit of the fear of death, I bind you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to loose them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless them. Bless them with power, love, and a sound mind. Lord, we just bless you, Lord. We praise you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are God. You are our God. You are the Lord God Almighty. And there is no other God like unto you, Lord. Hallelujah.